Hello, this is your host Adrian Iosifescu, and this is episode 7 of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss the life of the Romanian Jews in the communist Romania. In 1933, the Romanian Communist Party claimed 1,400 members, out of which 364 were Jews, or approximately 23% of the party members. In 1946, this number dropped to 5.3%. In keeping with the long tradition of anti-Semitism, Romanians eventually blamed the Jews for the casualties and excesses of the communist rule. By the time Romania broke with Nazi Germany and entered the war on the side of the Allies in August 23, 1944, Romanian Jewry had considerably decreased to the life losses caused by the Holocaust. Massive emigration from the country would decrease the population even further. The struggle for Jewish independence in Palestine influenced Romanian Jews, and the goal of Aliyah, which has been deep-seated in the community in the past, became a powerful force. For those of you unfamiliar with the term Aliyah, it is a Jewish word for ascent, traditionally described as the act of going up towards the Jewish holy city of Jerusalem. After World War II, the political regime in Romania exercised its authority over the community life of Romanian Jewry. The government was able to place restrictions on Jewish activities. Government control was prevalent during the first period from August 23, 1944 until the abolition of the monarchy in December 30, 1947, and even more so in the succeeding periods through all the internal changes that altered the regime in Romania. For a few years after the abolition of the monarchy, Romania closely followed the line dictated by Moscow. The situation continued until late in the 1950s, when the first signs of an independent Romanian policy began to appear. Until 1965, the pattern of this policy gradually solidified, and Romania was able to have an independent policy. All the changes in government and policy also left their mark on the Jewish community life. As we said, on August 23, 1944, when Romania joined the Allies, the Zionist movement came up from its underground operation. The same was true of the Jewish Party, which was reorganized as the representative body of Romanian Jewry and was headed by the Zionist leader Zisu. In 1945, an extension of the Communist Party was established among the Jewish population under the name of the Jewish Democratic Committee, Comitetul Democrat Evreiesc. For about 4 years, the Zionist movement maintained regular activities in the fields of organization, education, training farms, and Zionist funds. In 1948, there were over 100,000 members of the Zionist movement and 4,000 in Hi-Haluz, with 95 branches and 12 training farms. Hi-Haluz was a Jewish youth movement to train people for agricultural settlement in Israel. The Zionist organization in Romania participated in the World Zionist Congress in Basel in 1946. A general representation of the Romanian Jewry, including delegates from the Jewish Democratic Committee, I remind you that was the communist branch, was present at the Montreux Conference in 1948 of the World Jewish Congress. These were the last regular contacts of the Romanian Jewry with the Jewish organizations abroad. Afterwards, the ties were severed for an extended period of time. The more the Communist Party strengthened its power, the more Zionist activity in Romania turned from permitted to tolerated until was finally outlawed completely. The instrument of this process was the Jewish Democratic Committee, which never succeeded in striking roots among the Jewish population in spite of the support it received from the authorities. The cue to abolish Zionist activities was given in the decision of the Central Committee of the Communist Party in Romania on June 10, 1948, in the midst of Israel's War of Independence. The decision stated that the party must take a stand on every question concerning the Jews of Romania and fight vigorously against reactionary nationalist Jewish currents. As early as the summer of 1948, the liquidation of Zionist training farms began, and the process was completed in the spring of 1949. In November 1948, the financial activities of the Zionist funds were forbidden. On November 29, 1948, a violent attack on the branch of the Zionist organization in Bucharest was organized by the Jewish communists. On December 12, 1948, the party's decision was again published, including a clear denunciation of Zionism, which in all its manifestations is a reactionary nationalist movement of the Jewish bourgeoisie supported by American imperialism that attempts to isolate the masses of Jewish workers from the people among whom they live. This statement was published in the wake of a bitter press campaign against Zionism during November and December 1948. The persecution of the Zionist movement was also expressed by the imprisonment of Shelichim, the Hebrew word for emissaries, which were young people representing Israel abroad. On December 23, 1948, a general consultation of Zionists was held and resulted in the decision to dissolve voluntarily the Zionist organizations. Following this decision, the Zionist parties halted their activities with the exception of the youth movement and the Hi Hahaluz. The World Jewish Congress also ceased to operate in Romania. Those organizations that did not close down at that time continued to operate formally until the spring of the following year. On March 1949, the Ministry of Interior issued an order to liquidate all remnants of the Zionist movement, including youth movement and training farms. With this order, the Jewish community in Romania was given over completely to the dominance of the government alone. At first by means of the Jewish Democratic Committee, until it too was gradually dissolved. In April 1949, the youth movements of the Jewish Democratic Committee was disbanded just as the Communist Party Youth, UTM, was organized and the committee itself was disbanded in March 1953, together with all other national minority organizations in Romania. In 1950, the activity of the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee in Romania was discontinued by the order of the government. The hostile attitude towards the Zionist movement was also expressed in Romania's attitude towards Israel, which gradually hardened and led to frequent imprisonment of the previous active Zionists. Israel's effort to ease the emigration of Romanian Jews did not prove fruitless. In November 1949, the Romanian ministry relaxed its emigration criteria, so the Aliyah jumped from 600 a month to 2,500 at the beginning of 1950. The numbers exceeded all expectations as almost 54,000 requests for emigration were submitted from January to May 1950. Eventually, an exodus started. In 1951, almost 60,000 Jews received exit visas. Much of this is due to the support shown for the emigration by Anna Pauker, one of the most senior leaders of the Romanian Communist Party at that time. Although Anna Pauker was from a poor Orthodox Jewish family, she became a committed communist during her student years as an answer to the antisemitism she experienced growing up in Romania. Her parents and brother emigrated to Israel during her position of power in the early 1950s. When she fell from power in June 1952, emigration to Israel came to a standstill. During her tenure, no fewer than 100,000 Jews had left Romania. The Communist Party saw immigration as an important source of income. Ben Gurion noted in his diary about Romania that one can do anything without money. Israel started paying $100 for each passenger on the Romanian ships bound for Israel. From 1950 forward, the Israeli government provided Romania with oil drilling equipment to replace the one seized by the Soviets in exchange for Jews. In the 1960s, Jewish emigration from Romania was handled not in cash, but in agricultural products. The money obtained from these agricultural exports, between 8 and 10 million, were kept in a secret account for Gheorghe Gheorghiu Desh, the Communist Party first secretary at that time. Israel also fattened Ceausescu's accounts, having paid no less than 60 million in cash in return for Jewish exit visas in the 1970s and 1980s. The situation of Romanian Jewry always had a special character. Even in the days of complete dependence on Moscow, when the tools and institutions of national Jewish identity were destroyed and the expression of Jewish aspirations was repressed, Romanian Jewry was not compelled to be as alienated from its national and religious identity as were the Jews of the Soviet Union. At the end of 1960s, the Jewish community in Romania found itself in an intermediate position. Its activities displayed indications of free community life within the limitations imposed by the government. Variations in the government's policy also reflected the confusion between the status of Romanian Jewry and Israel. Most questionable was the central issue of the right to leave the country and settle in Israel. After a short period of democratization from August 44 to December 1947 and the establishment of the true communist regime in 1947, all Jewish national, cultural, and welfare institutions in Bucharest and everywhere else in the country were gradually closed down. The welfare institutions were nationalized and the schools absorbed in the general educational network. A state Yiddish school was opened in 1949, but closed a couple of years later. Communal activity was organized by the Federation of Jewish Communities in Romania. Jewish cultural activities centered on the Yiddish theater taken over by the state in 1948. Two Jewish newspapers, the Romanian Unirea, the Union, followed later by Viața Nouă, or in English, The New Life, and the Yiddish Ikuf Blätter, were published, but all were discontinued in 1952-53. From October 1956, a periodical, sometimes biweekly, sometimes monthly, in Romanian, Yiddish, and Hebrew, called Revista Cultului Mosaic, or in English, The Review of the Jewish Religion, was published on behalf of the Federation of Jewish Religious Communities. It continued until 1994, when it was superseded by Realitatea Evrească, the Jewish Reality, a cultural biweekly in Romanian, Hebrew, and English. The Federation also cared for the religious needs of its members, supplying them with matzot, prayer shawls, prayer books, etc. In the late 1960s, there were 14 regular synagogues in Bucharest, including the main one, the Choir Temple. Of the 44,000 Jews, or 3.6% of the total population registered in Bucharest in 1956 census, 4,400 declared Yiddish to be their mother tongue. In 1969, it was estimated that 50,000 Jews lived in Bucharest. The Romanian Jewish community was characterized by its decreasing size during this period. At the end of the Second World War, the only source of on the size of the Romanian Jewish community was a registration that was carried out on the initiative of the World Jewish Congress in 1947. According to this registration, there were 428,000 Jews in Romania in 1947. This number was the balance after the losses caused by the Holocaust, the annexation of Bessarabia and Northern Bukovina by USSR, and the migration to Palestine during and shortly after the war. 10 years later, the Jewish population had been reduced to about a third. According to the census taken in February 1956, there were only 144,000 Jews in Romania, of whom 34,000 spoke Yiddish. At the end of 1960, the Romanian Jewish community numbered no more than 100,000. According to the statistics given by the Federation of Jewish Communities, which based itself on a registry of those in need of the community's services, the number was approximately 45,000, and it falls did not include those Jews who had no connection with the communities. If these Jews were included, it would bring the total Jewish population to approximately 70,000. The Jewish community in Romania was an aging one. 25% of all Jews in Romania belonged to the age category 41-60 and 46% to the age category 60-80. The majority of the Jews of Romania were professionals. By 1988, there were no more than 23,000 Jews in Romania, most of them 60 years or older. One of the most difficult issues is the number of Jews remaining in Romania. In 1995, it became known in Israel that the Jewish agency has been asked and refused to bring 3,000 elderly Romanian Jews, those living in Jewish old homes, to Israel. A census taken after the fall of Ceausescu in 1989 indicated that 9,000 Jews remain, while the Federation and Joint spoke of about 14,000. Just think about it. 14,000 Jews in Romania were at the beginning of the Second World War. There were almost 800,000 souls. During 1977-1989, Ceausescu ordered the destruction in Bucharest of over 60 synagogues, besides tens of Christian churches as well. Currently, the only existing synagogues in Bucharest are the Great Synagogue, currently the Holocaust Museum, the Choral Temple, Unirea Sfânta Temple on the Văcărești Street, and the Yeshua Tova Synagogue on the Tache Ionescu Street. After the 1989 revolution and the fall of communism, Jewish communal property nationalized by the communist regime was returned to the Federation of Jewish Communities. Jewish life was reborn. A Jewish publishing house, Hasefer, was founded and many books on Jewish subjects were published. The Center of Jewish History in Romania, founded in 1976 but lacking legal status, obtained legal standing. A Department of Jewish Studies was funded at Bucharest University. In 2004, 5,313 Jews lived in Bucharest, where there were three synagogues, a community center, a youth club, an old age home, a kosher restaurant, three cemeteries, and other institutions that operated. Despite the declining number of Jews, the communities run smoothly and without assistance from the Federation, whose central place has been taken under the prevailing circumstances by the Joint. In addition to the Bucharest community, there are organized communities in Transylvania's region, in Cluj, Oradea, Arad, Timișoara, and in eastern Romania in Piatra Neamț, Botoșan, Iași, Brăila, Galați, Constanța, Ploiești, Brașov, Sighet, Satu Mare, and a number of small communities. 10 kosher canteens are still operated by the communities, and kosher meat is provided by 3 ritual slaughterers. In the later part of December 1977, the Museum for the History of Jews in Romania was opened in Bucharest. In 1977, the centennial of the founding of the Jewish theater in Romania was celebrated by a gala performance at which Tevi the Dairyman by Shalom Alechem, the Dibuk by Anne Ski, and Lessing's Nathan the Wise were presented. Jewish education is almost non-existent now in Romania. The majority of the communities consist of elderly people whose children and grandchildren live in Israel or elsewhere. Talmudei Torah, the study of Torah outside of Bucharest, is dwindling along with the Jewish population. Bucharest has been able to maintain its successful choir and the Talmud Torah, which dozens of children are attending on Sundays. Romania lost its special status regarding relations with Israel since it's no longer the only Eastern Bloc country to have diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. Relations continue to be normal and friendly with efforts to increase bilateral trade. Let's quickly review some negative stereotypes that continue to survive tenaciously in the Romanian collective psyche. Just as the Jewish Romanian culture is part of the Romanian culture, so is, unfortunately, the anti-Semitic culture in Romania. The small number of Jews did not make the anti-Semitic manifestations disappear from the public space in Romania. One speaks of anti-Semitism without Jews. We are not in the same situation as Hungary, with a smaller population and a much larger Jewish community, where very acute anti-Semitic political events took place. But we are similar to the situation in Poland, where there are only a few southern Jews left. A Polish intellectual like Adam Michnik described the situation very aptly. In Poland, there are more Buddhists living today than Jews, but there is no Buddhist problem. But Jews are a big problem. It is not the size of the minority that matters, but rather the history of the relationship between the minority and the majority. Paradoxically, the anti-Semitism without Jews manifests itself in simpler way and it's much more effective. It is not the real Jew around the corner that one detests, but rather the imaginary Jew, generic Jew, a ghostly construct, a puppet on which one can heap all the conceivable vices. The real Jew is no longer around to refute all these aberrations. There is only one small step to take from this imaginary Jew to the theory of Judeo-Masonic conspiracy of world government to the occult finance, which triggers wars, change governments, pushes up the price of oil, etc. In recent years, anti-Semitism in Romania has been on the back burner, and there were no violent acts. The most prominent anti-Semitic spokesman was Vadim Tudor, editor of the daily newspaper Romania Mare, the Great Romania. The newspaper and the political party of the same name incited against the Jews, against Israel, and also against the democratic forces in post-Ceausescu Romania. Iliescu tried to block any rising anti-Semitism, especially when considering America's decision regarding the granting of economic concessions as a most favored nation. The current Jewish community's attitude differs from that held in the past by Rabbi Rosen. There is not a general vocal war on anti-Semitism, but it focuses more on providing information to convince the Romanians of the great contributions the Jews made to the Romanian culture and to the country. It may be that by the time this approach proves effective, that there will be no Jews left in Romania. In October 2004, Romania celebrated its first Holocaust Remembrance Day. President Ion Iliescu told the joint session of Parliament, "We must never forget or minimize the darkest chapter of Romania's recent history when Jews were the victims of the Holocaust." Romania established a memorial day after a government statement denying that the Holocaust took place on the Romanian territory, and which provoked a major uproar. Romanian President Klaus Iohannis signed legislation into law in July 2015 that punishes Holocaust denial with up to 3 years in prison. The law also bans the promotion of fascist movement and symbols. In 2021, Romania made the Holocaust and Jewish history part of the school curriculum. It's probably a good time to tell you a little bit about myself, a Jew born in Romania under the communist regime. From the very early on in my life, I felt acutely the separation between me and all my Christian friends. Although we all look alike, spoke the same language, went to the same schools, did the same things. Their cultural background was molded by their family's attitude towards the Jews, anywhere from suspicion to actual, real anti-Semitism. And the political environment, communist or no communist, did nothing to change that. The more they pushed me away, the more I got immersed into my grandparents' stories of all things Jewish and of our family going back generations, our tribulations, our pains, our successes. This is where I got my utmost Jewish education and the immersion in the Jewish and Yiddish culture. I grew up a proud Jew who dismissed or overcame all challenges, and there were a few. Following my father's example, I never considered becoming a Communist Party member in order to facilitate my professional and economic advancement. So I ended up having two strikes against me, a Jew and a non-party member. As a result, most of my life options were very limited. But the most important reason for leaving the country was the lack of freedom to think, speak, decide how my life would be. I then left Romania in 1980 for the United States. Next week, we will be discussing Romanian Jews and the Zionism in Romania. Until then, be well.